This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody. Beautiful outside. The sun is out. It's Friday. That's always a positive. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We have one playoff series continuing on, forced to game six. Congratulations, Knicks. Golf clap. Good job. Good job. Dallas, not so much. 6-3 loss. You pull your goalie after two shots that were very high quality. He happened to let them in. He is kind of the reason you got there, or one of them. Peter DeBoer, to each their own.
Peter DeBoer, master class last night. Oh, boy.
And now we do have, though, what I've been wanting, which is a Stanley Cup Finals rematch from last year. Very, very excited about that.
Once we got to the final four teams, that was my most desired
matchup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's more or less because I hated the other two teams that went goodbye. Bye-bye, Stars and Hurricanes. You hate to see it.
Yeah, it ultimately worked out very well for Sabres fans.
Oh, man,
well,
thank goodness as a hater, it's brilliant. Like, I love
thank
it.
Thank God they're gone.
But also, here's your fun side text on this one. Mikko Rantanen got to choose which team that he would lose 4-1 in a conference final with.
Oh, that is tough. I hadn't put that together yet. That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those.
Yep.
Like, you're in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and it's like, actually, there's no right choice. You're going to choose poorly regardless.
And also, one of the strangest things I think I'd ever seen in back-to-back days, if I had a nickel for every coach that got eliminated in the conference finals that said something interesting, I'd have two nickels. It's not a lot, but the fact that it happened 2 days in a row is also weird.
That post-game press conference by DeBoer.
DeBoer
yesterday
managed to take what Brind'Amour said yesterday and raised it to 11. He said, "I got you, dog. Any heat on you, I can take care of it from here."
Yeah, don't worry, bud.
First, the decision to pull Ottinger, and then the second to say, "I see this large bus over here. Come here, Jake."
I didn't watch that game. I was watching the Knicks Pacers because the Knicks got out to an early lead. I'm like, okay, let's see if they can pull it to game six. And ultimately, when I checked, then Edmonton and Star score, it was already 2-0.
Yeah. So, ready? You admitting that you hadn't seen it, you were watching the basketball game. I know somebody who did see it. and we've got him, and I'm staring at him across the hall right mm-hmm. now. And if we're going to talk about goalies, why not mm-hmm. bring in Owen Parker to talk about this with us? Owen, I don't know, like, as you were watching that game, your initial feelings about it, because, like, those two chances that they had for Edmonton to start the game, a minute and 29 in, they're two of the higher quality chances that a goalie will ever face.
Yeah, it was definitely not an ease into the night sort of vibe for Jake right. Ottinger going into that one.
Right.
And, you know, obviously you can't afford your goalie to ease into the night, but you also probably can't afford your defense giving up two grade A++ chances in the first, whatever, 5 minutes of the game that was.
It was early.
It wasn't even five. It was less than two.
Yeah. I have a lot of things to say about this whole ordeal. I mean, Ottinger is undoubtedly one of the top netminders in the league. He's young. He's a technical wizard. He's athletic. And this is really the only blemish on his career so far. Are these not even playoff struggles, like conference final series struggles? And you're definitely not going to help it by giving him the hook, you know, after giving up two really good scoring chances and then getting, you know, driving the bus back over him in the press conference, like you said. That is not a good spot to be as a goaltender. Even, you know, I know it's the end of the year and, like, confidence, you might not think confidence matters at this point, but saying something like that, like, we've seen a big enough sample size, he can't stop the Oilers, will really derail a goaltender's whole mindset.
Not only that, but also the franchise's mindset. Like, you have right. a team that is now thinking, did the coach really just say that
our goaltender
was the
not
problem?
Good enough?
Did he really just say Otter was the problem?
Right.
We scored in the three games leading up to this, Ottinger's fault, by the way, the Stars had scored 0, 1, and 1 goals.
Yeah. And, you know, there is something to be said for there's two sides to that coin. Ottinger was not good enough to win mm-hmm. those games. Mm-hmm. But the team wasn't good enough to win those games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you start running into problems. When you have a team that performs like that in that spot, to have your coach come out and say, one of your key core centerpieces of your organization, we have enough sample size. That was the quote, right? We have yep. enough sample size. That's a tough blow. Like, how
horrific.
Do you think his teammates are feeling right now? A, they're probably upset with DeBoer for saying it. B, they're probably thinking in their head, is he right? Can yeah. Otter do it? I think he can. But if your coach doesn't believe in that, what are you doing? Why is he on your team?
And any player would tell you, you don't win games by scoring 0 or 1 goals.
100%.
And those three games, yeah, had Ottinger been good enough? Maybe not. But
you
are you
game.
Winning a game with 0 goals scored?
Can't do it.
You literally cannot do it. It's actually impossible. And then in game 4, they lose 4-1, where again, 1 goal, but Ottinger's pumped with 31 shots.
Yep. They
he only lets in 2 of those because the other 2 are empty netters.
It sounded to me like a coach that panicked.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Which is crazy for DeBoer to do.
Not really.
Because how many conference finals has he been? Was it 3 of the last 4? 4 of the last 4? And I think it's 3 of the last 4. He missed the playoffs with Vegas, and then there were 2 more before that.
Yep.
This guy has been there. He's Mr. Game 7, undefeated in Game 7, right? So the fact that it feels this much like a panic moment for a coach with this level of experience and this level of renowned for being Mr. Cool, Mr. Calm, Pete DeBoer, he kicks his feet up at the pressers after games, after losses. Like, that's Pete DeBoer. But this felt shocking and a complete departure from what he typically feels like. And I think that's concerning.
I think it's also another stamp, though, to DeBoer's ultimately legacy of failure as a coach. He is the guy that is good but never good enough, and he'll take you to a Stanley Cup final. and then he will never let you see that ever again. And you mentioned how like he's good in game seven. The problem is that he also has a shelf life of, I get to the conference final and that's it. We rag on Carolina for having this problem. And I don't think enough people rag on DeBoer for it. And what's the most popular thing that we saw throughout last night? It was the Alan Walsh picture.
Right.
Of Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah. I think that there is a degree of separation there between teams that keep hitting their head on the ceiling and a coach. I don't know that I would want to put too much stink on him specifically for the troubles he's run into, but this makes me rethink that. Before, I was completely confident DeBoer can do it. He's gotten all these different teams with all these different builds to this spot. He just hasn't gotten over the top. That can happen. You see it all the time. We talk about this constantly. Ovi was this way. A lot of players can be like this. But this sort of decision and then to double down on it in the press conference after makes me think maybe there is something to that. Maybe there is something to he's in those moments when the pressure's on like that, maybe he does make some interesting, maybe not great decisions. And maybe that does cost his team's chances to win those games, despite his Game 7 record. I know that flies in the face of what we're saying here. But he does keep hitting his head on this conference final, not getting it done ceiling. And this could be a window into maybe why. I think he panicked, pulled his goalie, and then blamed it all on him after. And that is a bad look.
Terrible look. And it also has a lot to do with the fact that this is not the first time that he's had a major controversy of decision-making with a netminder.
Right.
This is not the first time that DeBoer has shrunken when the lights were brightest. I see a coach that is good but never going to be good enough. I see a coach that he'll get you to interesting places for a franchise that you haven't seen in a long time, but he's never going to get you over that hump. The minute that San Jose got embarrassed in the Stanley Cup against Pittsburgh, like, he was tactically outmaneuvered by Mike Sullivan, and it was not even close. Yeah, Pittsburgh had Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, but San Jose had players of their own in their own right that are elite players at that time when they
Thornton Marlowe, Burns.
Couture is growing into his own. Pavelski is just one of the better goal scorers American-born
Martin
in hockey
Jones
history.
Was a good goaltender at
Martin Jones was on fire, hair on fire for that team. And
he got butchered.
Tactically embarrassed. It was, your systems are not working, you're not changing anything up, and it's not working. But now it all leads to one extra spicy nugget. And what is that extra spicy nugget here, gentlemen? I would give an arm and a leg to acquire Jake Oettinger. This is the Connor Hallebuck offseason all over again.
We're back, baby.
Get your tickets. It's going to be a fun ride that's going to end with us throwing up in frustration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
That is likely, yes.
But
nonetheless, it's fun to think about. And so here we are, right? I said it earlier. Ottinger is undeniably an elite goaltender in the NHL. And you could use that here. Right? We've been talking about it all offseason. I wrote about it. Like,
what gives you that notion?
Right. The goaltending's been a question. I think that there's a lot of moving parts to that discussion, though. I think Ottinger's great. He's great and he's young. And we got a goaltender that everybody's really excited about coming up, right? Like, Levi's coming. And Ottinger, if you were to bring that in, that kills Levi here. I don't think that if you bring in Jake Ottinger that you're holding on to Devon Levi. I just don't think it can happen because it's Levi's going to need too many reps that Ottinger will be taking.
I also think that if you are doing this, it is, we can call it what it is. It's a save your job move. It is the, I'm getting the big piece in net so that I don't have to worry about any of that. And then I can figure out what I can get for Devon Levi because the answer is going to be a decent amount. I can get something that I need right now, and a team that would want a future netminder would be happy to pay that price. For me, it all comes down to, yes, am I getting overly excited about a player that might come available? Yes. Do I ultimately think that the Dallas Stars should make the right move? Fire DeBoer, keep Ottinger. Maybe they do that. Does that stop me from saying that I would absolutely pay Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Bowen Byram, and the 9th overall pick to acquire Jake Ottinger? Nope, you're not stopping me. I'm here to plant bad ideas into everybody's heads and try to get them excited about a team that doesn't make enough moves.
Fair.
That is my toxic trait, and I'm here for it.
I will say, though, too, Ottinger, he doesn't turn 27 until the end of December. So, I mean, we've got like a full year. He's 26. He did, though, just sign his 8-year extension with Dallas October 17th of this past year, 2024, $8.25 million per year. It would take a Patrick Waugh-type situation where he's like, no, I'm done with this guy. I will not play for this guy. You need to trade me.
You can't pick him over me. It's him or me.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas makes the right decision ultimately, and all that we're about to talk about is going to be for nothing.
Yes.
But the minute that Jake Ottinger stepped into the National Hockey League, he has not been under a .905 save percentage.
He's been incredible. He's great in college. He's immediately great in the NHL.
Rock solid. Plays the game, like plays goaltender in a very aesthetically pleasing way as a goalie. Like, he looks really good in the net. It's very satisfying to watch him play. It all looks under control. It's very, you know, very good. I think there is, you know, we're talking a little bit like it's going to be one of DeBoer or Ottinger. I don't know that it has to be. I don't know that necessarily this needs to be a permanent fracture. I think it's definitely something that they're going to have to handle because Ottinger was not happy on the bench last night. We saw some, you know, video of DeBoer walking by him and Ottinger staring straight ahead, you know, 1,000-yard stare. Mm-hmm. Ottinger's not going to be happy about this. That is... without a doubt, I guarantee you he's waking up today like, what are we doing? That was a decision that got made. But that does not necessarily mean that he's going to be out of there if they keep Pete. Because I think DeBoer, everything I've seen of him, he seems to be self-aware in a lot of ways and willing to learn in especially this sort of manner where you have a relationship with a person that's very important to your organization. You don't want to jeopardize that and you don't want to burn that bridge. I think they will want to try to keep both of those people in the organization, Ottinger and DeBoer, because despite what we've been saying about DeBoer here, he does have a track record of a lot of success and it can be scary to move off of that. So I don't know that it necessarily needs to be one goes or the other goes. I think there is a possibility here where Ottinger goes, all right, let's sit down, let's go have dinner, tell me why you thought that was a good decision, and I'll tell you why I thought it was a bad one. And they'll probably fight about it. But these are big boys, these are men, these are professionals. Mm-hmm. They can get past that.
Yeah, and that is something, like, I would imagine the player ends up taking it in grace. He's mad that night, and that's because you're a competitor, you want to win, and he may be the one to just, like, put the grudge down and say, all right, well, that happened, but, like, it's probably not going to happen again. Because as a player, you could absolutely go look at that and not say it publicly of, yeah, I got great run support with those last three games. Like, that's just, you scoff at them and go, okay. And maybe they don't go out for it. And it's just slightly awkward, but not public, you know, or something like that. Yeah, I do see a lot of scenarios that I'm talking about this dream of, hey, Sabres, the Stars look like suddenly a mess. We should take advantage of this. And none of it's going to happen. That is, the percentages on that are too high. But I love the idea of the non-zero percent chance that we get spicy, muy caliente, suicide wing levels of hot with this offseason for Dallas. And at minimum, DeBoer leaves. And at worst, Ottinger is told management, no, I'm not playing for this guy.
Right.
And it has happened before. I mean, not just in the NHL history, because of course Patrick Waugh is like the perfect example for it.
Mm-hmm.
But coaches stepping in, it has ruined teams at times. It has mm-hmm. caused friction that is, you know, irreparable. And yeah, like, you would hope you can take advantage of it. I'm with Owen. I think there's a really good chance that they just sit down, have dinner, they communicate like adults.
Yeah.
And they figure it out.
But is that
also
fun?
Well, I was also going to say, but also pro sports is full of egos that maybe become way too much, and it could cause an issue where DeBoer's like, no, I was spot on. It doesn't matter that Smith let in a goal however long afterwards, I was right. And Ottinger can be like, what? And it never gets better from that. That is also very true and can happen. I think two very successful men in their field, in their industry, will be able to put this behind them. Because you did also make the Western Conference Final.
Again.
Right? You did do that. It wasn't like this is a first-round exit. It's not like it's Toronto either, where like Marner's at a point with Toronto fans, media, the team, just being like, no, there needs to be a change of scenery here. Like, we're done. Ottinger's, I would be stunned if he was at that point. I will be excited if he's at that point, because I think the Sabres do have the trade assets and the need to get it done. And they have a GM that is feeling the furnace underneath him to maybe get the deal done, even maybe pay too much. But also for an organization that really has lived and died off of goaltenders, they have not had one in a long time.
Yeah.
Even though, if you look back at past rosters, and I know Sneaky Joe did this too, they've had good goaltenders on the rosters before.
Yeah, it's hard to be a good goaltender in a bad situation.
In a bad situation.
Yeah, that's also very true.
So that could also be something too where, not saying it's true, but there probably is a sentiment of Sabres fans out there going, doesn't matter if we add Ottinger, the defense is still bad. You know, the core is still rotten. We'll get Ottinger. He's never been above 300. We'll get him. It'll be 350, right? I'm not saying that's also true, but it is something to think about with where the Sabres are, where that core is. I don't think they're that far off, but if it really is that the core is rotten, if it really is that a number of these players aren't getting it done, is Ottinger just one of the another moves where it's just like the Sabres made it and everyone else it would have worked for them, but for them it's a disaster?
Is that going to stop me?
No, it won't even stop me either. I just want to say it.
Oh, yeah, no. Again, we have to make sure that everything that we're about to do is founded in some form of realism. But dang it, it would be way too exciting and entertaining to not talk about it like this, too. It's too much of this, like, I'm also a hater of the Dallas Stars, so, you know, that's my fault. But I'm also perfectly fine with acknowledging that. I want to see the demise of the Dallas Stars. They're a really good team. They're actually a lot of good players that you could have a lot of fun cheering for or watching and appreciating. But it's the fact that it's the Dallas Stars. I won't let that go. So if this is the downfall of the Dallas Stars, man, let it be spectacular.
It's very helpful.
If it's the fun, if it's the end of the Dallas Stars as we know it with their current core, let it be like this. Again, toxic trait. I know.
Very healthy of you. Very fun. Owen, thank you so much. We'll let you get out of here. You've been here since 6 in the morning. You probably deserve to
leave. Don't short me.
You super deserve to leave.
Don't short me.
I'm just kidding.
You probably deserve to leave.
I'm clocking my hours. You're not saying I got here late.
Thank you,
thanks
Owen.
Thanks for having me, boys. It's always fun to talk some hockey, talk some goalies.
It's always
guys,
good to have that.
Anytime.
Owen Parker on the Western Hotline in his office.
Yeah, it's just Owen Parker on the Western down the hallway.
Right there, talking a little goalie chop. We'll probably keep this going as well, just because I'm curious, mainly because of the comments. It may not lead to anything.
It's bad.
But the fact that a coach said that.
It's bad.
It's bad. But coming up after a quick timeout, we'll get a little baseball talk in. Yankees-Dodgers starting tonight. The Yankees have won 9 of their last 10. We'll be joined by Sal Marana, Democrat and Chronicle, and publisher of the Pinstripe People's Yankees newsletter after a quick timeout. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.